everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We hope that you are having a fabulous Monday so far, wherever you may be. We have a great story we wanted to start out with today, and it's the story of Roberto D'Angelo and Francesca Fedeli. And this is a tech-savvy couple living in Milan, Italy. Roberto is the Office 365 lead at Microsoft Italy, driving business and marketing strategy. Francesca is the head of brand communication and social media at ING Direct Italia. The couple married in 2002 and in 2011 gave birth to their son, Mario. While he initially seemed healthy, when he was just 10 days old, he was diagnosed as having had a perinatal stroke in the right side of his brain. The stroke left him unable to move the left side of his body. Roberto, the husband, says that as a couple, they began to ask, "Why did this happen to us? What went wrong?" They wondered what the impact would be on their son's life. They felt like failures. Roberto says, "We went down." They became depressed and asked, "Was the only real creation of our life a failure?" But they began to do rehabilitation with their son, Mario. The D'Angelos have used mirror neuron rehabilitation to help Mario regain movement. The theory of mirror neurons is that as you watch someone do the movement, you are activating the same neurons as if you're doing the actions. So the idea is that if they do some action, Mario, their baby, could do the same thing and thereby develop the same functionality to be able to do whatever movement or action they were showing to him. But they realized while they were showing him things, he wasn't looking at their hands. He was looking at their faces, and they were down and depressed. "We were his mirror," the husband Roberto says, "and we were looking at him as a problem." That day, they realized they had to become a better mirror for Mario. So that day was a changing point for them. Roberto says, "We started to look at him as an opportunity to improve. This was the change. We love to travel. We love music," Roberto says. So they started to show him the best things that they could show him. He says that the key learning for them as a couple was, consider what you have as a gift, what you miss as an opportunity. They're telling this story on the stage of this video, and then their 2.5-year-old son comes walking out onto the stage. Today, Mario has greatly improved motion. When you look at him on this video, he looks like just a normal child. You can't even tell that anything's different because they've worked with him so well. But what a great example of the power of attitude and how that not only affects us, but affects everyone around us. And this is from TED.com, and it's a video entitled "Roberto D'Angelo and Francesca Fedeli: In Our Baby's Illness, a Life Lesson." There's a story that we'd like to share with you today from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church. And this is from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2013, and it's entitled "The Hope of God's Light." Here's the story in his own words.
"To all who feel they walk in darkness, I invite you to rely on this certain promise spoken by the Savior of mankind. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Some years ago, my wife Harriet and I had a memorable experience in which we saw this promise fulfilled. We were in West Africa, a beautiful part of the world where the church is growing and the Latter-day Saints are delightful. However, West Africa also has many challenges. In particular, I was sorrowed by the poverty that I saw. In the cities, there's high unemployment, and families often struggle to provide for their daily needs and for their safety. It broke my heart to know that many of our precious members of the church live in such deprivation. But I also learned that these fine members help each other to lighten their heavy burden. We eventually arrived at one of our meeting houses near a large city. But instead of finding a people burdened and absorbed by darkness, we discovered a joyful people who were radiating with light. The happiness they felt for the gospel was contagious and lifted our spirits. The love they expressed for us was humbling. Their smiles were genuine and infectious. I remember wondering at the time if there could possibly be a happier people on the face of the planet. Even though these dear saints were surrounded by difficulties and trials, they were filled with light. The meeting began and I started to speak, but soon the power went out in the building and we were left in complete darkness. For a while, I could hardly see anyone in the congregation, but I could see and feel the brilliant and beautiful smiles of our saints. Oh, how I love being with these wonderful people. The darkness in the chapel continued, and so I sat next to my wife and waited for the power to be restored. As we waited, something remarkable happened. A few voices began singing one of the hymns of the restoration, and then others joined in, and then more. Soon, a sweet and overwhelming chorus of voices filled the chapel. These members of the church did not need hymn books. They knew every word of every hymn they sang. And they sang one song after another with an energy and spirit that touched my soul. Eventually, the light sparked back on and bathed the room with light. Harriet and I looked at each other, our cheeks wet with tears. In the midst of great darkness, these beautiful, wonderful saints had filled this church building and our souls with light. It was a profoundly moving moment for us, one Harriet and I will never forget. Yes, from time to time, our lives may seem to be touched by or even wrapped in darkness. Sometimes the night that surrounds us will appear oppressive, disheartening, and frightening. My heart grieves for the many sorrows some of you face, for the painful loneliness and worrisome fears you may be experiencing. Nevertheless, I bear witness that our living hope is in Jesus Christ. He is the true, pure, and powerful entrance to divine enlightenment. I testify that with Christ, darkness cannot succeed. Darkness will not gain victory over the light of Christ. I bear witness that darkness cannot stand before the brilliant light of the Son of the Living God.
In the last line of that clip that we just played, he says, "Darkness cannot stand before the brilliant light of the Son of the Living God." What a powerful statement that is, and it's a truly remarkable thing that the Savior can illuminate any darkness in our lives, no matter what form it might take. Whatever it is, he can brighten the way and he can lighten the way. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "Even When You're Broken," and it's featuring Julie Yardley. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
You wanna hide, it's hard to speak. Feel the weight of your foolish mistakes. You say you're fine, but your heart is weak from a feeling you can't seem to shake. Open up, let him reach into your soul, meet you where you are and make you whole. Even when you're broken, he's gonna love you. Can tell.